愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all。
今天早上想用亲近神这个题目跟大家一起来学习雅各书第四章。
This morning I'd like to use the topic "Draw near to God" as a mutual encouragement and sharing as we study the book of James, chapter 4.
这也是我们这个礼拜读经进度里面的一部分。
This is also what is on our Bible reading for this week.
请我们来看雅各书的第四章。
Let us turn to the book of James, chapter 4.
雅各书的第四章。
James, chapter 4.
第八节。
James 4, verse 8. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
这个地方说亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
It says here to draw near to God, and he will draw near to you.
我们常常想我们一生哪一种关系能够维持最久？
If we think in our lives, what kind of relationship can endure the longest?
圣经说我们是演一台戏给世人跟天使观看。
The Bible says that we are acting in a play for the angels and others to see.
既然人生是一台戏，所以有一天会下台。
And since the world's a play or a stage, one day we shall exit the stage.
下台以后所有的关系就结束了。
And once we exit that stage, all of the relationships are ended.
台上演夫妻的下台就不是夫妻。
The ones that play the husband and wife on the stage, after they exit, they are no longer husband and wife.
台上演老板跟雇员，下台就不是这个关系。
Ones that play the role of employer and the employee, once they exit the stage, they no longer have that relationship.
所以圣经里面记载，有一个女人跟七个男人结过婚，那将来复活以后，谁是她的先生？
The Bible records of a woman who married seven men, and once they resurrect again, who shall be her husband then?
主耶稣说，在天国里面不嫁也不娶。
Lord Jesus says there is neither marrying nor giving away to marriage in the heavenly kingdom.
所以将来在天国，地上这个戏台演戏的关系都结束了。
And so in the future, in the heavenly kingdom, there will be no relationships as we know here on this stage in the world.
但是有一个关系是最永久的。
But there is a relationship that endures the longest.
也是最重要的。
And it is the most important.
也是人常常最忽略的。
And it is often the most neglected.
就是人跟神的关系。
And that is the relationship between man and God.
我们常常跟周围的人这个关系我们很敏感。
We are often sensitive to relationships between those around us.
夫妻住久了，有时候一个讲话的态度，一个眼神，我们就知道我们的配偶在想什么。
After living together for so long with your spouse, one word or one gesture or a sign on the face, you can tell what they are thinking of.
有时候我们的子女，我们看他们讲话的声调，就晓得他的心情好不好。
And based on the tone of our children's voices, we can tell whether or not they're in a good mood.
但是我们跟神的关系好不好，我们常常很迟钝。
But we are often very dull and slow in regards to our understanding of whether we are pleasing God or not.
所以我们要根据圣经来重建这个关系。
And so through the Bible, we need to reestablish this relationship.
这是我们的根本。
This is our basis or foundation.
如果这个根本抓住了
，and this basis is held onto,
一生就有神的同在。
Then throughout our lives, we shall have the abundance of God.
有平安，有喜乐，有盼望，有力量。
With joy, a hope.Peace and strength accompanied
有丰盛的恩典
with abundant blessings.
那在第八节里面说，你们要亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
In verse 8, it says, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you."
神要亲近我们，有一个条件。
There's a criteria, a condition for God to draw near to us.
就是我们要亲近他。
Which is that we shall draw near to Him.
这个也等于说，神在等待我们。
In other words, God is waiting for us to draw near to Him.
那他就要亲近我们。
And then He shall draw near to us.
那圣经里面讲神其实就是我们的父。
The Bible talks about God, and He is actually our Father.
那这里说要亲近神，就是表示我们跟神还是有很大的距离。
So here it says to draw near to God, indicating that we still have a distance between ourselves and God.
所以我们需要努力来亲近他。
Therefore, we need to strive to draw near to Him.
那这就像浪子一样。
Just like the prodigal son.
浪子醒悟过来。
that once the prodigal son awakened,
然后他拿出行动来,
and he put it into action,
然后他回到父亲的身旁,
and returned back to his father's side,
啊, 来亲近他的父亲,
to draw near to his father.
结果他的父亲就无条件接纳他,
and his father then unconditionally received him back,
拥抱他与他亲嘴,
embraced and kissed him. 啊,
因为他的父亲期待浪子回头已经非常久了。
For his father had been anticipating the prodigal son's return for a very long time.
天父对我们的爱是没有改变的。
Our Heavenly Father's love towards us never changes.
天父在等待我们回归向他。
And he is waiting for us to turn back towards him.
但是人常常为着地上的自由选择过一个没有神的生活。
But people often, due to their free will on this earth, make choices to live their lives without God.
其实那个自由常常是放纵。
That free will is oftentimes a sense of indulgence.
放纵在自己的情欲里面。
And they indulge themselves in their own lusts.
人常常因为追求世界上的钱财成就而迷失了。
Oftentimes, due to pursuing wealth, fame, and accomplishments, they lose themselves.
神在等待我们回来。
But God is waiting for us to return.
所以这里说，亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
Thus it says here, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you.
那在第四章里面，在谈到亲近神，有三个要点。
In chapter 4, there are four key points in drawing near to God, mentioned here in chapter 4.
那到最后我们就了解，亲近神最困难的不是神。
And we will realize that the hard, difficult part is not drawing near to God.
要亲近神，最困难的部分不是神。
Oh, drawing near to God, the hardest thing is not God himself,
是我们本身啊,
but rather it is ourselves.
有很多人把它想错了, 哦, 神这么伟大, 他怎么会接纳我?
Some people have the misconception that God is so great, why would he receive me?
我这么渺小, 我祷告说神怎么会听?
I am so small and minute, why would God hear my prayers?
哦, 所以把神跟人这个不对等当作我们没有办法亲近神的一个借口。
And so we use this excuse of not being comparable to God in the slightest form as our excuse.
但是第四章里面我们看到亲近神最大的困难是我们怎么能够改变我们自己。
But the greatest challenge in drawing near to God is how we can change ourselves.
如果我们能够改变自己,
if we are able to change ourselves,
我们跟神的关系就会越来越好。
Then our relationship with our God will grow better and better.
那亲近神的第一个功课是什么?
So what is the first work that we have to do in order to draw near to him?
我们看第四章的第四节。
Let us read chapter 4, verse 4. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
这个地方说，以世俗为友，就是与神为敌。
It says, friendship with the world is enmity with God.
为什么这样讲？
Why does it say so?
因为第四章的第一节说，你们这些淫乱的人。
For in chapter 4, verse 1, it says, Adulterers.
那这个淫乱呢，不是指着肉体犯奸淫。
The adulterer is not referred to a physical, committing sexual immorality physically.
我们知道婚姻是一夫一妻。
We understand that marriage is of one husband and one wife.
那什么叫做淫乱？
What does it mean to be an adulterer?
就是有第三者加入，就是淫乱。
A third party in that relationship, that is what constitutes an adulterer or adulteress.
那我们跟神的关系也是一对一。
And our relationship with God is also one to one.
我们在受洗的时候是许配给基督。
When we are baptized, we are betrothed to Lord Jesus.
主耶稣再来就是婚宴的开始。
And when Jesus returns again is the beginning of the wedding banquet.
这是一个爱的关系。
This is a relationship of love.
这个爱是从神主动的。
And this love comes from God taking the initiative.
他来到人间付出赎价把我们从魔鬼的手下赎出来。
That he came into this world paid the price to deliver us from Satan's hands.
让我们被他的爱感动，愿意来亲近他。
And we are moved by this great love of his, and we desire to draw near to him.
那这个婚约的关系就成立。
And therefore, this wedding covenant is established.
那人跟神之间有第三者，这个是什么？
So what does it mean to have a third party in the relationship between a person and God?
第四节说, 与世俗为友, 就是与神为敌。
And verse 4 explains that friendship with the world is enmity with God.
所以这个第三者就是世界。
So the third party here refers to the world.
圣经主耶稣说我们不要离开世界。
The Bible says that we shall not leave the world.
我们不属世界。
But we are not of the world.
但是不要离开世界。
But we do not need to leave the world.
但是我们要在这个世界上成圣。
But we need to overcome the world.
成圣, sanctification.
We need to sanctify ourselves in the world.
这个成圣就是跟世界有分别。
To sanctify ourselves means to separate ourselves from the world.
住在世界,但是不被世界同化污染。
Now, although we are in the world, we are not of the world, and we are not changed by the world.
跟世界有分别。
That we are separated and distinct from the world.
那这样我们就可以跟神的关系非常亲密。
If we can do that, then we will draw a very close relationship with God.
那什么叫做与世俗为友呢?
What does it mean to be a friend of the world?
就是跟世界当朋友。
It means to befriend the world.
就是说跟世界的关系很亲近。
Which means have a really close relationship with the things of the world.
也就是被世界同化。
And to be acclimated into the world.
所以我们信主之后就发现有两个难题。
Once we believe in the Lord, we find two great challenges.
罗马书里面说 transformation, conformation, 就是说我们要更新。 或者说我们要被同化，这个就是我们要选择。
The book of Romans talks about being transformed and conforming. So these are two choices that this is a choice that we have to make.
我们本来就是世界的一部分。
We are originally part of the world.
所以我们看起来跟世界一样。
Therefore, we look the same as people of the world.
想法、讲法、看法、生活都跟世界一样。
Our thoughts, our speech, our values are all like people of the world.
这个叫做朋友嘛。
This is what it means to be a friend.
所以世界上的人就能够接纳我们。
And so the people of the world are able to accept us.
因为我们都跟他一样。
Because we are just like them.
那现在成圣就是我们跟他不一样。
But now when we sanctify ourselves, we become different from the world.
那这个不一样的过程叫做 人的更新。
And this process of becoming different from the world is what is called transformation.
那既然不一样就是对立。
And so since these two are different, then there is a contrast or a conflict.
所以有时候我们就没有办法被世界接纳。
And therefore, we are unable to be accepted by the world fully.
所以做基督徒的困难,
so the challenge in being a Christian
就是住在世界不属世界,
is to be living in the world but not being of the world.
不再不被世界同化, 要更新而变化。
To not be conformed into the world, but rather transforming ourselves.
这个是难题啊。
This is the big challenge.
这个做得到, 我们跟神之间就没有第三者的存在。
And if we can accomplish this, then there will be no third party in our relationship with God.
好,我们再看, 第五节。
Let's continue reading verse 5. 请读。 Verse 5, or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously?
这里说神住在我们里面的灵是恋爱至于嫉妒的。
The spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously.
嫉妒是好不好还是不好?
Is jealousy considered good or bad?
从圣经看起来嫉妒有两种。
From a biblical perspective, there are two kinds of jealousy.
一种的嫉妒是罪性。
One jealousy has to do with the sinful nature.
就是别人比我们好, 我们觉得很不舒服。
Which is that when we see others that are better than us, we don't feel good about it.
但是另外一种的嫉妒是婚姻的特性。
But another kind of jealousy is a distinct part of a marriage.
就是当第三者加入的时候,对方会嫉妒。
Which is once a third party enters into that marriage, there is a jealousy by one party.
那圣经说神住在我们里面的灵啊,爱我们爱到会嫉妒。
And the Bible says here that the spirit that God has, God dwelt in us, yearns jealously inside us.
所以如果我们的心跑去贪爱世界,
so if our hearts goes off and falls in love with the things of the world,
圣灵就会忧伤。
Then the Holy Spirit will grieve.
我们跟神之间就有距离。
And it will be a distance between us and God.
那虽然祷告还会说方言,
even though we may still speak in tongues in our prayers,
但是没有感觉,
But we have no movement.
好像喝水一样，没有感觉。
Just like drinking a cup of water, there is no pace or nothing new.
其实当一个人被圣灵充满的时候，
But when a person is filled with the Holy Spirit,
会觉得很轻松、很舒服、很平安、很喜乐、很满足。
They will feel very light, at ease, with full of joy and full of satisfaction.
神本身是我们的一种享受。
God Himself is our enjoyment.
我们不只是享受神的恩典，是享受神本身。
We not only enjoy the grace He has given us, but we also enjoy God Himself.
但是当这个关系疏远了，我们就没有那个享受。
But when this relationship has a distance between the two parties, then we are unable to enjoy God.
神同在那种甜美啊，那种平安就没有感觉。
The sweetness and peace of God's abidance in our lives.Will be lost.
所以我们要亲近神。
So we need to draw near to God.
不要跟世界当朋友。
And not be friends with this world.
因为跟世界当朋友就是神的敌人。
For friendship with the world is to become an enemy of God.
但是我们讲了这么多，那什么叫做跟世界做朋友？
And we spoke of so much, but what does it actually mean to be a friend of the world?
在约翰一书里面对世界有一个定义。
There's a definition of the world in 1 John.
约翰一书第二章。
1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章。
1 John chapter 2.
15节。
15 and 16. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world.
这里说爱世界、爱父的心就不在他里面。
Here it says, those who love the world, the love of the Father is no longer in him.
这不能共存。
They cannot coexist.
那什么叫爱世界？
What does it mean to love the world?
这里第一个是肉体的情欲。
First, it says here the lust of the flesh.
欲望有很多。
There are many different kinds of lust.
超过道理的叫做情欲。
Those that surpass the truth are considered lust.
那超过道理的就是罪性的表现。
If it exceeds the boundary of the truth, then it is a manifestation of sin.
所以与世界为友就是追求肉体的情欲。
So to be a friend of the world is to pursue after the lust of the flesh.
我们知道这个世界充满着淫乱。
We know that the world is full of sinful and sexually immoral things.
但是结婚这是神所祝福的。
But marriage is something that is blessed by God.
但是婚姻以外的这个关系就是淫乱。
Any relationship outside of marriage is considered immoral.
这个就是世界的事。
These are the things of the world.
就是爱世界。
In being in love with the world,
那我们就跟神站在对边。
Then we will stand on opposite sides from God.
所以一个人如果要亲近神，
so if a person desires to draw near to God,
这个婚姻生活非常重要。
They need to. It's very important for them to keep their marriage life intact.
这是世界的一部分。
This is a part of the world.
还有很多的例子。
There are many other examples.
那下面说眼目的情欲。
And the next it says the lust of the eyes.
我们现在要看的电视节目很多。
There are many television programs for us to watch today.
但是如果把暴力跟色情拿掉。
But if we take away the sex and the violence that we see on TV.
电视还有什么好看的？
What else is there worth watching on television?
但是如果我们花很多的时间在看暴力跟色情的事情。
But if we spend a lot of our time watching sex and violence on the screens.
这个就是眼目的情欲。
This is what is the lust of the eyes.
所以可以不可以看电视？
So is it okay for us to watch TV?
凡事都可行。
All things are good.
但是凡事对我们自己不都一定有益处。
But not all things that we do are beneficial.
如果我们能够控制，
If we can have self-control,
看电视是可以的。
Then, of course, it is okay to watch TV.
不要去满足眼目的情欲。
Do not fulfill and satisfy the lust of the eyes.
但是如果我们不能控制，
But if we're unable to control,
那最好就不要看了。
Then it is best for us not to watch.
因为不能控制就会落入眼目的情欲。
Because if we cannot have self-control, then we will fall into the lust of the eyes.
我们的跟神的关系会受影响。
And it will affect our relationship with God.
那什么是今生的骄傲？
And what is the pride of life?
比方说，神祝福我们的下一代，书读得很好，这是神的恩典。
If God blesses that our next generation has a great academics, then that is a good thing.
工作做得很好，这也是神的恩典。
Or that they have a good job, that is also a blessing of God.
但是有一些父母在一起的时候，就以下一代来夸口。
But some parents, when they get together, they like to boast about their children.
来满足自己的虚荣心。
To fulfill their own heart.
虚荣心。
Their vain glory.
那这个就是今生的骄傲。
And this is what is considered a pride of life.
那今生的骄傲很多。
And there's many instances of pride of life.
如果神让我们赚钱。
If God allows us to make money.
那我们用来爱神爱人，这是好的。
And if we use it to love God and to serve and love our fellow neighbor, this is a good thing.
但是如果神让我们赚钱
，But if God allows us to make a lot of money,
让我们来展示我们的钱财
，so that we can show off and flaunt our wealth,
表示我比别人行，比别人好
，to show that we are better and more accomplished than other people.
这就是今生的骄傲。
Then this is also considered pride of life.
所以。我们在这个世界上很多事情好跟不好在乎我们的心。
So many things in this world, whether or not it's good or bad, lies in our heart.
如果爱神爱人就是好的。
If we do things out of love for God and our neighbors, then that is good.
但是要彰显自己的荣耀，这个就是世界的事。
But to glorify ourselves in this world, then these are things of the world.
所以我们要亲近神。
So we need to draw near to God.
第一个。
First,
就是不要跟世界为友。
To not become a friend of the world.
我们再回来看雅各书第四章。
Turn back to James chapter 4.
第二点。
The second point.
我们要怎么来亲近神呢
？How do we draw near to God?
雅各书第四章。
James 4.
第八节。
James 4 verse 8.Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
第九节。
And verse 9, lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to gloom.
这个地方讲，有罪的人要洁净你们的手，心怀恶意的要清洁你们的心。
It says here to cleanse the hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
神是圣洁的。
God is holy.
在神的圣洁之下，我们人都是不义的。
And under His holiness, we are all considered unrighteous.
那讲更清楚，就是神是穿白衣的。
To take it a step further, God is wearing a white garment.
那我们是满身的衣服都是脏的。
And we are wearing a very tainted and garment.
所以我们要亲近神的困难在这里。
And this is the difficulty and challenge of us trying to draw near to God.
就是先要把自己的行为、心思、意念要更新。
It is first we need to renew our transform the way we think, the way we act, and the way we speak.
所以第一个有罪的要洁净你们的手。
So first, the sinners need to cleanse their hands.
这个手就是我们做出来的生活一个行为。
Hands refer to the actions that we carry out in the world.
因此一个人要亲近神一定要有自我反省的能力。
So if a person wants to draw near to God, they need to have the ability to examine themselves.
人如果没有自我反省的能力，人没有办法亲近神。
If a person cannot examine his or herself, he or she will not be able to draw near to God.
我们来看以赛亚书的五十八章。
Let's take a look at Isaiah 58.
以赛亚书的五十八章。
Isaiah 58.Isaiah 58, verse 15.
57章十五节。
Isaiah 57, verse 15. 15, for thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones.
这个地方神说住在至高至上 永远长存，名为圣者。这里在讲神有几个特色。
These are talking about the different qualities of God in the first lines.
第一个，他是至高至上，再上去没有了。
First of all, he is high and lofty. There's no one above him.
这是宇宙的主宰。
He's the master of the universe.
第二个，他是永远长存的。
And second, he inhabits eternity.
他是自由拥有的。那第三个，他是圣的。
And third, he is holy.
他没有罪。
His name is holy. He is without sin.
那这样一位神，他讲什么？
What did this God say?
他说我要住在至高至圣的所在。
He says, I will dwell in the high and holy place.
就是天国。
Which is the heavenly kingdom.
神住在众人所不能靠近的光里面。
God lives in the light that humans cannot approach.
所以从来没有人看见过神。
So no one has ever seen God.
因为他是灵，我们也看不见。
And because he is spirit, we can't see him even if we wanted to.
他是圣洁光明的，我们污秽也看不见。
And second, he is holy and full of light, and we are tainted, and therefore we are unable to see him.
但是下面说，我也要与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居。
But following in the latter half of verse 15, it says, with him who has a contrite and humble spirit,
那也是谦卑的人灵魂苏醒。
And he will revive the spirit of the humble.
所以可见一个要跟神建立关系的人。
So we see here that if a person wants to establish a relationship with God,
他需要心灵痛悔谦卑。
He needs to have a contrite and humble spirit.
那痛悔是什么？
What does it mean to have a contrite spirit?
就是对自己的不义、对自己的罪、对自己的软弱感觉到很难过。
It means that they need to mourn or feel badly for their sins, their actions, and their speech.
人在人面前都是想要表现好的一面。
Everyone tries to show their best parts to others.
这样才会变成有价值。
And therefore show off their value.
但是人在神面前。
But a person before God.
我们神要我们什么？
What does God desire of us?
痛悔谦卑。
He wants to see a contrite and humble spirit.
我有很多不对。
I have made many mistakes.
我有很多软弱。
I have many weaknesses.
我犯了很多罪。
I've committed many sins.
神啊，你赦免我。
God, please forgive me.
这样叫做谦卑。
This is what it means to be humble.
把自己压低成为罪人。
To lower ourselves like a sinner we are.
那这样神才能接纳我们。
And in this way, God can accept us.
如果我们来到神面前，
if we come before God,
像那个法利赛人祷告，
and offer up a prayer like that of a Pharisee,
我守安息日，
I observe the Sabbath,
我禁食，
I fast,
我奉献十一捐，
and I offer my tithe,
我不像那一个人，
I'm not like that person,
那就难了。
Then it's a great difficulty.
法利赛人永远站在天国的门外。
The Pharisee always stand outside the gate to heaven.
因为他不曾痛悔谦卑。
Because they do not have a contrite and humble spirit.
神就很难住在他里面。
So it's difficult for God to dwell in their hearts.
因为没有痛悔谦卑，就表示我没有问题。
If you do not have a contrite and humble spirit, it indicates that you don't have a problem.
一个人如果我没有问题，那个就是最大的问题。
And if a person feels that he or she does not have a problem, then that in itself may be the greatest problem.
因为如果我没有问题，我就是完全的。
Because if I have no problems, then I am perfect.
那事实上完全只有一个，就是神。
But in reality, the only perfect being in this world is the Lord Jesus.
我们都是不完全的。
We are all imperfect.
那不完全那一部分就是我们要痛悔谦卑的地方。
And that imperfect as part of our lives is the thing that we need to be contrite and humble about.
那这样神就会与我们同在。
And then we can allow God to dwell in us.
所以真的神同在的人都是很谦卑的。
So a person with God's abidance, we can see that they are truly very humble.
因为没有谦卑，神不会同在的。
For if they are not humble, God will not dwell with them.
那在58章里面就在讲祷告的例子。
In chapter 58, it talks about an example of prayer.
58章第三节。
58 verse 3, Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen? Why have we afflicted our souls, and you take no notice? In fact, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure and exploit all your laborers.
这里就在讲哦，我们禁食祷告，为什么你不看见呢？
He writes here, Why have we fasted and you have not seen?
我们刻苦己心，你为什么不理会呢？
Why have we afflicted our souls and you have taken no notice?
祷告本身已经不简单了。
It is a difficult challenge just to pray in itself. Especially in our church. It's a challenge to kneel down and pray for 15 minutes here. If you don't have a very close relationship with God, it's kind of like punishing yourself to kneel down there for 15 minutes. It is not an easy thing to do. It's even harder to fast and pray. It means fasting, meaning we do not eat nor drink. But this represents a very earnest heart that we present before God. And to temporarily refrain ourselves from the blessings that God has given us. And if we fast and pray for an amount of time, that we can build up a great strength or power. So some people ask the Lord Jesus, why is it that your disciples cannot cast out the demons?
主耶稣说不是说你要祷告, 主耶稣说这样要禁食祷告。
Lord Jesus says, he did not say you have to pray, but rather he says you have to fast and pray. So that power is indeed great.
那这里讲, 为什么我们禁食, 我们祷告, 你不听, 你也不理会呢?
And here in verse 3 it says, why have you taken no notice and have you not seen our prayer and our fasting?
那第三节下面就是说, 生活没有改变了。
And the answer is in the latter part of verse 3, it says, your life did not change or transform.
只有祷告, 但是没有改变了, 这个祷告有时候发生不了功效。
Only by praying with no kind of transformation in a person's life, that prayer would be ineffective.
因为只有祷告, 没有改变, 就是表示没有悔改。
If a person prays but does not change his or herself, then that means that there's no repentance.
那祷告加上改变，这个祷告就大有功效。
So a prayer accompanied by repentance, that is a very effective prayer.
那要改变什么？
Then what should a person change or transform
about themselves? 我们的生活跟圣经讲的不一样的都要改变。
Whatever we do and conduct in our lives that's different from what the scripture says, those are things that we need to change.
我们跟人的关系。
Our relationship with others.
你如果一个人, 我很讨厌那个人, 我恨那个人, 我祷告, 禁止祷告, 我跟那个人, 我都不愿意赦免, 这个祷告很难发生。
If you hate a person, you dislike them, no matter what, how hard you try to pray, this prayer will not be effective.
因为没有改变。
Because you have no change in your heart.
神是爱。
God is love.
恨就是在黑暗里面。
And hatred lies in darkness.
黑暗里面没有神。
In darkness, there is no God. So if our prayer truly wants to reach God, we need to repent, remove that hatred in our hearts.
Bitterness, 那苦毒拿掉,
and remove the bitterness from our hearts. When we have turned back, then our prayer can reach God. So in 58 verse 9, then you shall call, and the Lord will answer, and you shall cry, and he will say, here I am. If you take away the yoke in your midst, and the pointing of the finger speaking wickedness.
这个第九节说,那个时候你求告神,他就要应允你。
Verse 9 it says, then you shall call, and the Lord will answer.
你呼求,他要说我在那里。
You shall cry, and he will say, here I am.
那这样的祷告是大有力量。
This kind of prayer is greatly effective.
因为每一次我们祷告神都听了。
If we pray and God listens to our prayer every time,
那为什么前面神不听, 到这里神都听?
Then why did God not hear our prayer before, but now he does?
因为从第七节开始就在提到生活有改变。
For in verse 7 and onward, it describes a transformation in the person's life.
所以如果我们一直祷告, 禁止祷告, 也没有发生功效, 我们要冷静下来,反省一下, 到底我哪个地方要改变?
So if we continue fasting and praying, we see no results, no effect, then we need to calm ourselves down and reflect on what areas in our lives that we must change.
我们常常听过一个见证。
We often hear a testimony like this.
有一个弟兄大概50几岁吧。
A brother who was 50 odd years old.
他到日本去买那个 黄色照片。
He went to Japan to purchase some pornography.
那他怕他孩子看到就锁在抽屉里面。
And he was afraid his children might see it, so he hid it in a drawer.
那他本来祷告, 常常祷告, 圣灵充满, 很喜乐。
And his prayer used to be very joyful and full of the Spirit.
那日本回来以后怎么祷告? 有圣灵，但都没有感觉。
And after he returned back from his trip to Japan, he prayed, although he had the Holy Spirit, he had no movement.
甚至禁食祷告也没有感觉。
Even by fasting and praying, he felt no movement of the Spirit.
后来他就问一个长老。
And so he inquired a elder.
那个长老跟他讲，你可能有什么地方要悔改。
And the elder said, there's probably an aspect of your life that you need to examine and change.
他就想啊，抽屉那个黄色照片。
And so he thought about that the pornography that he had purchased.
所以有一次安息日聚完会。
And so one time after Sabbath worship.
要祷告的时候，他跑到前面来。
During prayer, he came forward to the front to pray.
说请大家为我祷告。
And he said to everyone, please pray for me.
求神赦免我。
May God forgive me.
他就把这个事情讲出来。
And then he confessed what he had done.
那一次祷告完，第二天回到家里，他祷告圣灵又很充满。
And after that prayer, the next day when he prayed, he was filled by the Spirit.
所以祷告如果没有发生功效。
So if a prayer is not effective.
我们要求神给我们有智慧能够看出我在哪里需要改变。
Then we need to ask the Lord for wisdom to help us examine ourselves and see which aspects of our lives needs to be changed.
我的人际关系或者我在生活的哪一个层面神要我改变。
Perhaps it's our interpersonal relationships or other aspects of our lives that God wants us to change.
那这样我们祷告才会发生功效。
And then in that way that our prayer will be effective.
所以亲近神的第二个条件。
So the second condition to drawing near to God.
雅各书四章第八节。
James chapter 4 verse 8.
有罪的人啊，要洁净你们的手。
Sinners, cleanse your hands.
心怀二意的啊，要清洁你们的心。
And the double-minded must purify their hearts.
那这个悔改的过程就是第九节。
And the process of transforming is in verse 9.
愁苦悲哀哭泣。
Lament and mourn and weep.
这个就是悔改的过程。
This is the process of repentance.
但是神赦免我们罪以后，
Once God has forgiven our sins,
我们担子拿掉就觉得轻松平安喜乐。
When the yoke and burden has been lifted, we will feel peace, joy, and happiness.
所以要神把我们提升之前，我们要把自己压低。
But before we want God to lift us up, we need to first lower ourselves.
因此那个税吏他在神面前捶胸。
So the tax collector who beat his chest before God and asked the Lord to forgive him.
结果祷告完，主耶稣说那一个人比法利赛人更有义。
And after the prayer, Lord Jesus commented that that sinner is more righteous than the Pharisee.
为什么？
Why?
其实外在的行为是法利赛人比较好。
Actually, in terms of appearance or external demonstrations, the Pharisees are very good at that.
是因为这个税吏有经过悔改。
But because the tax collector had gone through the process of repentance.
所以这是很重要亲近神的一个步骤。
So this is a very important step in drawing near to God.
不能够失去自我反省的能力。
We cannot lose that ability to examine ourselves.
要被神提升之前，要自己先压低。
Before we are uplifted by God, we need to humble ourselves.
好，我们再来看第四章雅各书第四章。
Let's continue reading James chapter 4.
第十节。
Verse 10, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up.
这里说要在神面前自卑，神就必叫你们升高。
Says that the person will be lifted up if he humbles himself in the sight of the Lord.
好，那这个具体的表现是什么？
What is the manifestation or the physical demonstration of this?
这是我们要亲近神的第三个要件，要自卑。
Which is the third condition we must achieve to draw near to God, which is to humble ourselves.
好，那这个自卑的表现就是十三节一直到十七节。
And the demonstration of humbling ourselves is described from verse 13 to 17.
我们现在先看十六节。
Let's read verse 16. But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil.
这里说，你们竟然张狂夸口。
Here it says that you boast in your arrogance.
那这样的夸口都是恶的。
And all such boasting is evil.
那这个十六节是从十三节一直连下来的。
Verse 16 continues from verse 13.
这个十六节是结论。
16 is the conclusion.
你们竟然张狂夸口。
That now you boast in your arrogance.
那到底张狂夸口是什么？
What exactly is boasting in a person's arrogance?
十三节就在讲一个故事。
Verse 13 starts by talking about a story.
有一个生意人，头脑很聪明。
There was a businessman who was very, very sharp.
他就计划到一个城去做买卖得利。
He made plans to go into a city to buy and sell and make a profit.
那计划有什么不对呢？
What is wrong with that kind of plan?
我们不是每个人都在计划吗？
Do we not all plan our lives?
看那个 calendar, 我明年几月要做什么，不是都画得满满的吗？
We all make schedules and appointments on our calendars throughout the entire year.
所以计划到底错在哪里？
So what is wrong about planning?
难道基督徒不能计划吗？
Should Christians not plan at all?
但它的重点在这里。
The main point is here.
14节。
Verse 14.Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away.
这个十四节说，明天不是我们能掌管的。
Tomorrow, verse 14 says, tomorrow is something that we cannot control.
今天晚上睡在床上，明天起不来，起不来，这不是我们能决定的。
Today we may be sleeping, tonight we may be sleeping on the bed, but next morning we may not even wake up.
生命不是我们能掌管的。
Life is not in our control.
那你想到明年。
And you're already thinking about next year.
好像明年就是我能够控制的。
As if you can control what happens next year.
我们看15节。
Verse 15.Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that.
关键在这里。
This is the key.
你们当说，主若愿意，我就可以活着。
If the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that.
所以我们人生有一个主宰。
So there is a master in our lives.
有一个主人。
There is a master, there's a master.
有一个大老板。
There's the big boss.
他掌管一切。
And he is in control of all.
这个是谁？
Who is that?
就是天上的神。
It is our God in heaven.
所以如果神愿意，我们才可以活着。
So if the Lord wills, we shall live.
我们才有明天。
And we have a tomorrow.
我们才有明年。
And we have next year.
神不愿意，明天都活不了。神不愿意的话，明天都活不了。
If the Lord does not will, we will not even live the next day.
那神愿意，我才可以做这个做那个。
And if the Lord wills, then we shall live and do this or that.
才有机会，才有能力。
So we have the opportunity and we have the power.
神如果不愿意，你有能力没有机会。
But if God is not willing, even though we may have the ability, but we do not have the opportunity.
或者我们有机会没有能力。
Or we have opportunity but not the ability.
所以。我们要怎么能够亲近神呢？
So how shall we do we draw near to God?
我们来到神的面前，要承认神是我的老板。
We come before Him to acknowledge and confess that He is our boss.
我对前面可以有计划。
Although we can make plans for what's ahead.
但是要留一个空间让神来改变。
But we need to leave room for God to change us.
如果你愿意，求你成全。
And if the Lord is willing, we ask Him to fulfill it.
如果你有更好的旨意,
But if the Lord has an even better will for us,
求你让我明白。
Please allow us and reveal it to us so we can understand.
我愿意改变自己, 照着你的旨意来生活。
And we are willing to transform ourselves and live a life according to His will.
当我们把他抬作我们的主人,
When we exalt Him as our master,
当我们把自己压低作仆人,
When we humble ourselves as His servant,
我们回转向他,
And we return back to Him,
神就回转向我们,
And then God will turn back to us.
所以我们要回转向神, 三个要件。
So to draw near to God, there are three key steps.
第一个,
First,
不要与世俗为友,
Do not befriend the world.
第二个,
And secondly,
要自洁,
We need to examine ourselves.
第三个
And third,
要自卑
We need to humble ourselves
这样我们就可以体会神同在
And in that way, we can experience God's abidance
生活充满神的恩典
And our life will be full of His grace
唱诗
Let us sing a hymn
389
Let us sing hymn 389
请坐
Please be seated
我们下礼拜开始有灵恩布道会
Our spiritual convocation evangelical services begin next week.
我们只要半年请假一天，我们就可以三天来参加三天的灵恩会。
If we can just take one day off every 6 months, then we are able to attend the entire 3 days of spiritual convocation.
玛利亚选择上好的福分。
Mary chose the greater blessing.
所以灵恩会就是来领受上好的福分。
The spiritual convocation is a time for us to receive the greater blessing.
来亲近神。
To draw near to God.
那我们大家预备心来参加属灵的筵席。
So let us prepare our hearts to be ready for this spiritual banquet.
我们灵性会得到滋润，生命会变成丰盛。
Our spirits will receive nourishment, and our life will be more abundant.
我们最后要来祷告。
And now, lastly, we are going to pray in one accord.
神是一个灵。
God is a spirit.
神的灵降临。
And His Spirit has been poured down.
会被感动，讲一种说不出、听不懂的话，叫说方言。
And when His Spirit pours down onto us, we will speak in tongues, an unknown language.
如果您是第一次来
，If this is your first time attending,
你看到我们祷告用方言祷告，这个就是有神的证明。
You may see some members praying in tongue, which is the evidence of God's abidance.
这个就是神迹。
This is a miracle.
我们用听不懂话跟神来交通。
We use an unknown tongue to communicate with our God.
那我们祷告第一句话，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And we begin praying by saying, "In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray."
接下去重复念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
And we continue praising Him by saying, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord."
我们有什么需要都可以告诉神。
And then whatever needs that we have, we can tell it to Jesus.
我们最后要来祷告。
And so now we're going to pray together.
如果你想要求恩典、求圣灵、接受按手，请我们到前面来。
If you wish to pray for blessings, to receive the laying of hands, please come forward.
请我们特别为下礼拜的灵恩布道会来祷告。
And please especially intercede for next week's spiritual convocation.
我们现在一起来祷告。
And now let us pray in one accord.